Okay, we have a Mishnah at the end of the third parak of Pirkei Avos. Rav Elazar ben Chasma Omer, Kinin upischei nida hein hein gufei Torah. We're going to learn today gufei Torah. We're learning pischei nida, it's clear for those of you who have gone a bit further that which we are learning does not have halacha lemaisa ramifications. But Torah hi v'lilmod osa anutzrichim. The Shach in Sif Katan Dalet quotes the Ateres Zahav, the Levush, Sheherich Bazeh in these inyanim, af she'eno noheg bizman hazeh, v'kosav lebasof, the Levush explained, why was he ma'arich? Herachti k'tzas v'siman zeh, yanki hu mekor v'yesod, she'alav nivnu kol dine hilchos nida hanuhugim bizman hazeh. In Achinami, the details that we're going to learn are not knowing bizman hazeh, but the essential axioms that we find within Pischei Nida, these are that on which all of the postulates and the theorems v'chulei of the practical halacha are built. Similarly, in the Aruch HaShulchan, when he sums up in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, he gets to Sif Katan Mem Beis, which means that there's quite a bit to sum up. Kol hadinim ha'ilu einam nogim bizman hazeh. Acharei shenimatu levavot v'Yisrael nispazru, yefshe l'kol isha l'amod al pischei nidusa b'zivasa. And therefore, in time of the Shas, these halachos became extinct, halacha l'maisa. However, im kol ze biyarnu hadinim ishum yagdil Torah v'ya'adir, l'havin pischei nida v'ziva kefi ikarei dinei ha-Torah. V'chein gam ha-Rambam heviyam, im ki einam nogim l'maisa, and Rambam writes, that even la'olam, even in Mos HaMashiach, we're not going to return to these halachos. Before giving you a sense of total yeyush, I'll just quote from the tshuva of Rav Moshe in Yeridea Chelek Gimel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Siman Nuntef, which is really not so much a tshuva as a siyum hashas. And the siyum hashas, of course, was on Meseches Nida. And so he basically deals with the halachas that we'll be learning today, and he introduces it with a brilliant insight. He points out that at the end of Meseches Nida, we have a ton of it, the debate, Tanabir Rav Eliyahu, Kol Lashon HaHalachos Kol Yom Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So Tosas Al Atar at the end of Nida asks, what is this doing in here? And Tosas says that when we learn how we should always be Mesayim B'Dovar Tov. Like the Nevi'im, we're always Mesayim B'Dovar Tov. And that's why it's at the end of Meseches Nida. Tosas gives an example, like in Meseches Megillah, where also, this is also brought in Mesayim B'Dovar Tov. And he quotes the Gemara in Meseches Megillah, where this Maimar Chazal is brought, Tana de Be'eliyahu. The problem is that it's brought in Megillah on Daf Kafches Amid Beis. Those of you who learned Daf Yomi know that Megillah goes until Daf Amid Beis Amid Aleph. There is still three full blad of Gemara afterwards, and then it ends up with that Moshe Rabbeinu told Vedar Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Smodei Hashem. That's how the Gemara Megillah ends up. So what's going on over here? So Rav Moshe says what's fascinating is the common denominator between the Ma'amar with which the Smichus Parshios, the Tana Be'Eliyahu in Meseches Nida and in Meseches Megillah is one and the same. In Meseches Nida, it's our sugya. Our sugya in terms of Pischei Nida goes from Daf Ayin Beis through Daf Ayin Gimel. So Machlokes Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva in terms of Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Drishas Psukim. And in Meseches Megillah, it speaks about the Chumrah Sheichmir Lehem Benos Yisrael in terms of Haroa Tipas Dam Kechardal, and then it says Tana Debe Eliyahu. So Rav Moshe says as follows: it's a Dvar Torah that we're very, it's sort of built into our genes as being Talmidim of the Brisker world. It's already in the Beis Halevi that in terms of the world of Talmud Torah, we know that Talmud Torah is not only a hechsher mitzvah, so that we should know how to behave as Jews, how to put on tefillin, how to bake matzah, how to blow shofar, but it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma. And when the Gemara in Baba Metzia on Daf Pehei Amud Beis points out that Alma Avda Haaretz Biglal Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila, why didn't they say a Birkas HaTorah? Because you don't say a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. You make a bracha on a mitzvah. That in the time of the Churban, they viewed Talmud Torah not as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. They viewed it only as a hechsher mitzvah. They weren't machshiv kvod HaTorah, of learning for the sake of learning. So Rav Moshe points out that almost everything we learn, we have a havamina, maybe we're learning it as a hechsher mitzvah. Everything has a loch l'maisa consequence. Even when one learns kachim, the Chafetz Chaim also had a kachim kolo because he was a kohen, and so he had to know what to do when Mashiach comes tomorrow. And so no matter what one learns, kachim, taros, it's always going to have a loch l'maisa ramifications. So how can we be certain? Kol lashon halachos b'chol yom muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. How do we know that we're really going to get olam haba for learning the halachos? How do we know we're making the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So Rav Moshe says on this sugya, that's what we're going to learn today. This is pure Torah lishma. There are no halach lemaisa ramifications to it, and there aren't going to be halach lemaisa ramifications to it. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Yisurei Bia halacha Yud says ein losur mimenu laolam. The fact that these halachos remain in total theory is going to be ba'olam. So if there's one day of learning where I can feel that at least I'm mezakeh the kolel in kol lashon halachos b'chol yom muftach lo sheben olam haba, it's this year. Okay. Afterwards, we always have to worry. Maybe people are doing it for hechsher mitzvah to know what to do. B'chulei. Yes, Shmuel.
Why is it coming
up? So really, in other words, he's disagreeing with Tosos. He says that this statement comes only when we're dealing with Pischei Nida. So in the Gemara in Megillah on Kaf Ches Amud Beis, we have the world of Pischei Nida, and on the Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, we have the world of Pischei Nida. That's the common denominator between these two sugyos. And that's how Rav Moshe. The Hadron was basically a tremendous pilpul in terms of how Mixas Hayom Kekula fits into the world of Pischei Nida. But the beginning and the end were Virei Dagadata that I just mentioned to you. Okay, so you saw that when we open the Chumash, we see that there are two parshios that deal l'chora with Isha Ki Sazuv Domat at the end of Parshas Mitzora. In Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yutes, V'isha ki tiye zava, dam yihye zova bibisara. This is what Chazal understood as the parsha of Nida. And the parsha of Nida says that the moment that a woman sees blood, either for one day, or two, or three, or four, she continues seeing blood, shivas yamim tiye b'nidasa, then she remains a Nida for the 7 days. And in order for her to become Tahara, then even if she saw 7 days until late in the afternoon of the seventh day, if she can make a hefsek Tahara, that the flow has ceased, then that evening she'll go to the mikvah. That's not black and white in the Torah, but we pointed out that's the Rishonim, Rav Yudoi Gon, the Ri, Rabbi Notam. They all bring Makoros that Anida requires, that Anida requires a Tvila to become Tahara, from a Kal Vachomer, from the Isha Nogeyaba, Vachule, all sorts of Limudim, and then she's Tahora. That's Parsha A. Parsha B is moving down the line to Pasuk Kafe, V'isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim b'lo et nidata o ki tazuv al nidata. That if we have a woman who sees blood yamim rabim, 3 days, yamim two, rabim adds in a third, 3 days consecutively, in a time which is below 8 nidata, which is not in these 7 days, o kitazuv al nidata, whether this period of time comes immediately, day 8, day 9, and day 10, or there's a skipping, and it's day 9, day 10, day 11, in such a situation, then she is now a zava gedola. Were she only to see one day or 2 days, then we would have the drasha of kol yamei. Two yamei would be two. Kol would be even one. Then in that situation, we would have tamei yihyeh. Then she'd be a shameris yom keneged yom. But if she is a zava gedola, then im tahara mizova v'safra la shivat yamim v'achar titar. Here we have a din of shiva nekiyim, that this woman, in order to become tahara, requires shiva nekiyim. Then she would go to the mikvah, and then bayom hashmini tikachla shtei torim, then she'd bring a korban. So for the nida, the moment that she begins seeing blood, then after 7 days she goes to the mikvah. There's no din of shiva nekiyim. For the zava gedola, there she requires shiva nekiyim, and then a tevila, and then a korban. The Chazal understood that there is a halacha that the period of time of Yemei Ziva is 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida Lenida. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, this is halacha Moshe Misinai. Rabbi Akiva and Dafayin Gimel is Doreshit from the Psukim, that when you went that in terms of the woman that if who she began a nida and then immediately went into ziva, so then the ziva would be days after she was a nida, you would begin day 1, 2, 3, and then 7 clean days would end on day 10. If it was a situation of kis tazuv al nidasa, in other words, that there was a break, so then you would have day 2, 3, 4. 7 clean days would bring you to 11. And those 11 days, that would be the period of the Yud Aleph Yom, Bein Nida Le Nida. Okay, Ad Achshav, these are simply the halachos. I pointed out that if you want to see a summary of the halachos, the Aruch HaShulchan summarizes the halachos, the Hakdama to the Badei HaShulchan summarizes the halachos, even the Torah Tmima on these psukim summarizes the halachos. The problem that we have over here is, how do we understand the framework of these two concepts of Nida and Zava within the concept of time? The 7 Yemei Nida, the 11 Yemei Ziva, that's a tremendous machlokas between the Rishonim, between the Rambam on one hand and almost everyone else on the other hand. The two examples of everyone else are Rashi in Erchin and Daf Chesamad Aleph, and the Ramban in his Perush and Daf Nundalad Amad Aleph, which he summarizes in Hilchos Nida. When one opens up a tour Shulchan Aruch, so in the Shulchan Aruch it's not going to be found because it's not Halach L'maisa. The tour in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel begins with the Shita of Rov Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef Alatar points out the Shita of the Rambam and points out how Rashi disagrees, brings a number of the questions, etc. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Machlokas Rishonim. What is the Machlokas Rishonim? Pretty much it's a double Machlokas. When does a woman become a Zava and when does she become a Nida? According to the Rambam, and this I hope you saw inside in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Hilchos Aleph through Vav, the moment that a woman becomes physically mature and she begins to have a menstrual cycle, then that day that she begins to see blood, when she's 12 years old, she's 13 years old, 11 years old, in that time period, when she begins to see menstrual blood, that she marks on her calendar. And then she takes a calendar for the next, Emir Tashem, 110 years of her life, and she marks down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, she'll make that color pink. That'll be her Yemei Nida. Then she counts 11 days, those will be Yemei Ziva. And then she goes back to pink, and then she goes to green, whatever, however she wants to mark it. And those are her Yemei Nida, and those are her Yemei Ziva. Namely, and when she sees blood, when she has a menstrual flow, she'll look at her calendar and see, where is it? Is it in the pink days or is it in the green days? If it's in the pink days, then this is Dam Nida. And in this situation, she just counts 7 days, and as long as the flow stops somewhere along the line, then she is a Nida. If the flow were to continue beyond the 7 days, then it depends where, she looks at the calendar. In terms of where she is holding. If the flow began during the green days, so then if it goes for 3 days, she's a Zava Gedola and she requires Shiva Nakiyim. That's how the Rambam understands these dinim of Yemei Ziva and Yemei Nida. Namely, we're dealing with an object of calendar. You have days. You have Yemei Nida. You have Yemei Ziva. The Yemei Ziva, in other words, if a flow begins then, even if there had been no nidus before, that's totally irrelevant. We simply go according to the days. All Rishonim, aside from the Rambam, or most Rishonim, aside from the Rambam, totally disagree. And again, they disagree on two counts. In terms of Yemei Ziva, they say you're only going to have Yemei Ziva after you have a Re'ia of Nida. Namely, that when a woman begins to have a flow, then no matter when it is, she doesn't have this set calendar, a woman begins to have a flow, then she is a Nida. After 7 days, if the flow continues for 3 more days, then she's a Zava Gedola. But without a Re'iyah of a Nida, we don't have a concept of Yemei Ziva. That's A. B, in terms of Yemei Nida, that can only begin after the Zayin Nikiyim of Ziva. Namely, if she had been a Zava, then she requires Zayin Nikiyim to take her out of Yemei Zava, and then if she sees after that Zayin Nikiyim, that's the new Nida. Namely, according to, so we have a double machlokas, in both in terms of Yemei Nida and in terms of Yemei Ziva. According to the Rambam, Yemei Nida is on the calendar. According to all Rishonim, Yemei Nida is only after we have Zayin Nikiyim of Ziva, can we go back to the world of Nida. According to the Rambam, Yemei Ziva is built into the calendar. According to other Rishonim, Yemei Ziva has to continue after a Re'iya of Nida. It's not something that simply begins on a certain day. The Ramban, in his discussion of the Rambam Shita, uses the phrase "Ukvar ta'a bo echad migedolei hamachabrim." The Chavas Das in the back of the Shulchan Aruch says that what the Ramban felt was that the Rambam was toev dvar Mishnah, that these are beferisha halachas that the Rambam simply got wrong. But I would just like to be mityaches a little bit to these two Shitos and to sort of bring the Rambam back into the world of valid Rishonim. Of a valid sheet of understanding the sugyos. The Ramban has a lot of questions on the Rambam, but one of them, which is constantly repeated, is that according to the Rambam, how do we ever have a normal veset? How do we ever have a normal cycle? Chazal tell us that if a woman doesn't have a regularity, we assume she's going to see every 30 days. That's what's called an ona benonis. Many women have a veset tachodesh. They're going to see on the same Hebrew calendar date, which is approximately every 30 days. But according to the Rambam, let's take our woman, right? She, we're going to have a Hebrew timeline, okay, from right to left. Okay, she begins to see on day one. Now she builds her calendar, and day one until day seven, right? This is her Yemei Nida. And then from 7 until 18, right, these are her Yemei Ziva. And then from day 18 until day 25, right, these are again her Yemei Nida. And day 25 until day 36, these are her Yemei Ziva, etc., etc. Okay? So a normal woman sees about once every 30 days.
So if this woman saw on day one, probably she's going to see again over here. So when I say that she's a ziva, she's a neat. I mean, classically, we have a cycle of 30 days from Nida to Nida. And here, according to the Rambam, in this woman's calendar, she's going to be a ziva. How in the world does that work? Because the Rambam paskins that you can ain kovin veset yimei ziva. So how can normal women be koveya a veset? A woman can only be koveya a veset if it's going to be between 18 and 25 or beyond 36. That's not the norm for women at any period of time in Jewish history. So that's like the real $24,000 question, $64,000 question that people ask on the Rambam. It used to be such a TV show. But yeah, $64,000 question. Yeah?
We did see, the Rambam does say, when you talk about Bessie, it talks about 20 days. So
yes.
Maybe that would fit.
But everyone knows, the Gemara says that an Ona Benonis is 30 days. Right. That's the Ona Benonis. So what did the Rambam do with the Gemara? Let's assume that the Rambam said, well, it may be in his time in Egypt, but the Rambam wasn't writing for his time in Egypt. He was writing this. This is how he understood the Mamari Chazal. So this question, again, is asked, and there is an answer which is given jointly by the Chavas Da'as. The Chavas Da'as is the Baal HaNesivos, for those who have learned Choshen Mishpat. It's a beautiful, beautiful perish on Yoredeya, both on Yisr Veheter and over here on Hilchos Nida. Generally, in most Shulchan Aruchs, it's printed after the Shulchan Aruch. They reprint the Mechaber and the Ramah with the Chavas Das. Okay, so you have the Mechaber and the Ramah with the Shach and the Taz. And then if you go to the back of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find it reprinted. Yes?
Sorry, just to understand this timeline.
Yes?
Why is it that the 1 to 7 is Nida and again 18?
Because 7, 11,
there's no time in between the 7 and 11 of nothing until the next 7.
No. According to the Rambam, Yemei Ziva follow immediately after the Yemei Nida.
Right, but then after the Yemei Ziva, before
you go right again, go right back into Yemei Nida. There's no need for any Re'iyah. According to the Rambam, it's pure Yomim. They're dinim of Yomim. And this is the way he builds the calendar. 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11 for her lifetime. When, according to the Rambam, if this woman were to give birth, let's say, so when she's pregnant, then everything is going to fall off. Because when she's pregnant, she's no silikat midamim. Then, let's assume after birth, she's going to nurse. So about 2 years after birth, she's going to all of a sudden have another menstrual cycle. Then she'd have a new calendar. Namely, her calendar would be set when she reaches physical maturity, and then it would be reset if she went through a period of siluk damim. That period of siluk damim could be because of birth. That period of siluk damim could be because of fear. She went through the Holocaust, and during the Holocaust she didn't have a period because that's what happens to women. You know, there's a psychosomatic connection over here between her hormones and the state of mind she's in. So then when she's freed and she returns to her menstrual cycle, then she would begin again. Or you have a zekena, so a woman who's beyond menopause, but then she begins to all of a sudden, you know, by like sarah imenu, that she begins to have a menstrual cycle again. So then sarah imenu would set up a new calendar based on, you know, it's post zekena. Okay, so according to Rambam, it's not as though we have one calendar through life. We have one calendar for every period of normality. And then if there's a siluk damim, if there's a period of 3 months where she doesn't have blood for a reason, then she would start a new calendar when it began. Okay? So, but our problem is, how in the world do we ever have a woman who would have a regularity and be able to remain a nida? So over here, the Chavas Das and the Aruch HaShulchan are both machaven to the same approach, namely that the Rambam doesn't disagree totally with Rashi, but rather agrees partially with Rashi. Namely, the Rambam would agree that there is a distinction between a period of Ziva, which comes on the calendar after the period of Nida, and the period of Ziva, which comes after a Re'iya of Nida. When the Rambam says, Ein Kovin Veset B'Yemei Ziva, he's referring specifically to the Yemei Ziva Acharei Re'iya Nida. Namely, what the Rambam over here is telling us is, I agree with the biologists, or it's that when you have a Re'iya of Nida, normally that is going to last for a period of up to 7 days, and then it's going to stop, because whatever was in the lining of the uterus is going to come out, and that, how much blood is there in the lining of the uterus, it'll come out 5 days, 6 days, maximum 7 days. And then there's going to be a period of siluk damim. There's going to be a period where there's no blood in the uterus. Half of the body is now going to slowly rebuild that lining of the uterus that it'll be fertile enough to accept a fertilized egg. Were a woman to see in that period, that's unusual. That's a mikra. You can't set up a veset. You can't set up a regularity built on an unusual situation. So, ein kovin veset yemei ziva acharei re'iya nida. When we had a Re'iya of Nida, and the woman basically emptied out of blood, and now, all of a sudden, she's in the period of Ziva, this is a period where we don't expect her to see blood. If she sees at that time, that's not going to be Koveya a regularity. That's unusual. But if we have a period of Ziva after a days of Nida, there's no reason why she shouldn't see. That already could be a regularity. Namely, according to Rashi, we never have Yemei Ziva unless we have Re'iyas Nida. According to Rashi, we don't have a calendar like this. We have a woman who has Re'iyas Nida. This is the Rambam. And this is Rashi. We have a woman who has Re'iyas Nida. So we say from day 1 to day 7 she's a Nida. And then she moves over to being, if the flow were to continue, then she moves over to being a Ziva. That lasts, 18 days, right? So he would begin the calendar like the Rambam, day 1 to day 7, day 7 to day 18. However, this period of Ziva is going to continue until there is Ayin Nekiyah. If it happens within the 11 days, fine. If it takes 12 days, if it takes 2 weeks, if it takes 3 weeks, she's going to be a Zava, until there is Shiva Nekiyah. After there is Shiva Nekiyah, then she can potentially be Anita. When does that begin? When she sees blood. It could be after a month. In other words, it's totally, totally, totally subjective. So what we're saying is that the Rambam also has aspects of Rashi. Rashi talks about Re'iyas Nida. The Rambam spoke about Yemei Nida. So we're saying that according to the Rambam, there are two types of Yemei Ziva. There's Yemei Ziva that come after Yemei Nida. There the Rambam says that we can be Kovei Aveset. There are Yemei Ziva that come after a Re'iya. There the Rambam agrees with Rashi because it's a Svara. How can you be Kovei Aveset if the woman's Mitzuleket, if the woman temporarily doesn't have blood? So her Re'iya then, under those circumstances, would be a Mikra. So that in that way, the Chavas Das and the Aruch HaShulchan explain that the Rambam has aspects of Rashi. The Rambam has two types of Yemei Ziva. Yemei Ziva that come after Yemei Nida, and Yemei Ziva that come after Re'iyas Nida. Rashi only has one type of Yemei Ziva. Yemei Ziva that come after Re'iyas Nida. The Rambam has these two categories, and only in the latter category do we have the principle that ain't Kovin Veset. Yes? The Rambam always has this calendar. Okay. Always has this calendar. As to whether in, let's say, this Yemei Ziva, you could be Kovei Aveset, depended as to what happened here. If here these were 7 clean days, then you can be koveya veset in yemei ziva. If, however, these we had over here a re'ias nida, then the biologist will tell you, and the Ravid in his Shari Kedusha will tell you, you shouldn't be having a re'ia in these days. If you do, that's not going to be koveya veset. So, the Rambam retains his calendar, but as to whether during this 11-day period you could be koveya veset or not depends as to what happened during the previous 7-day period. If during the previous 7-day period there was a re'ia, then you cannot be koveya. Like Rashi says, you can't be koveya. This is the principle from the Gemara. Enkov invested be made ziva. But this refers to a ziva after the re'ia. But if this period over here was clean and the woman sees over here, there's no reason why that shouldn't be a veset. In other words, that could be a regularity, even though it, theoretically it is yemei ziva. Okay?
Tov.
Could you also say, though, that I'm not sure if I'm doing the math, but
yeah,
it could be, in if it's like every 30 days for a number of years, you'll still hit 3 months in a row where that 30th day will be yemei ziva.
Fine. That doesn't.
And then maybe that's. I mean, even for the Rambam here, is a concept of Vestos, and it answers the
right.
Hashem the Ramban.
Okay, fine. That's also fine. You don't need it. You don't have to come with it. Yeah. Okay. That's point number one. Point number two. In terms of psak, how do we paskin? So the shach goes ballistic over the levush. The levush, it says the shach, v'im kol ze bebir hadvarim asher kosvu chazal chokom ashtin ayud alef yamim datatam. And then he says, in other words, he quotes the levush, who quotes the Rambam shita. V'zeh da'as ha-Rambam, aval kfar hisigu alav, namely on the Rambam, kol ha-poskim, v'hiskimu, like we saw in Rashi, that you, according to the Rambam, you have a calendar. According to Rashi, yemei ziva always follow a re'ias nida, and yemei nida require, they always follow zayin nekiyim. Okay, in other words, it's totally subjective. Only when we have Zayin Nekiyim are we going to move from Ziva to Nida. Only when you have a Re of Nida are we going to move from Nida into Ziva. So all the Rishonim learn this way as opposed to the Rambam. So the Shach asks, why in the world does the Levush paskin like the Rambam? Why paskin like the Rambam? The Tema. In other words, And so in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch there's a Toras Hashlamim who says, in Sivkatan Gimel, I don't understand the Shach. The Levush also quotes the Shita of the other Rishonim, that V'hu Kedas HaRamban V'Rashi V'lo Kedas HaRamban. So L'chora, and so he leaves the Shach as Tarachiyun. So L'chora, the solution to this is that Elu V'Elu. We pointed out that there are two Machlokot between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. One machloket in terms of Yemei Ziva and one machloket in terms of Yemei Nida. These are two separate machlokas. What the Rambam does is he tells us that Yemei Ziva are irrelevant of Riyas Nida or not. In that respect, he passes like the Rambam. But then you could still pass them like Rashi, that to return to Yemei Nida, you require Zayin Nekiyim. Namely, that there is no reason to link these two machlokot. We have a Nida and we have a Ziva. You could learn that the Zava becomes a Zava after 7 Yemei Nida. Not after Re'ias Nida. After 7 Yemei Nida. So 7 days that she could have been a Nida. That already is enough to turn her into a Zava. That you could pass like the Rambam. And yet, in terms of when does she return to be a Nida, you don't have to pass like the Rambam that automatically after 11 you move to 7. It could very well be that only after Shiva Nekiyim do you return to the world of Yemei Nida. So we can pass them like both. These are two separate halachot. The Shach didn't have that approach. The Shach felt you had to choose. It's a package deal. Either you pass in like the Rambam, both in Ziva and Nida, or you pass like Rashi. Why make it a package deal? L'chora, these are two totally different issues. So over here, there are two approaches. So we'll call a balabatish approach, and we'll call a lumdish approach. There's nothing wrong with balabatish approaches, but you know we tend to like
to like more more brisker approaches, more conceptual approaches. So let's just first give the Balabatish approach, because it will bring us back to a very important Ramban. There's the last Ramban in Parashas Metzora asks, why do we have these two worlds of Nida and Ziva? A woman has a menstrual cycle. Why sometimes say that the woman is, after 7 days, go to the mikveh? And why sometimes does she need 7 clean days when she finishes seeing blood to go to the mikveh? Like, why? What's it's the same woman. It's the same blood. It's the same. There aren't two different types of blood. So the Ramban points out, says, there is a tremendous difference. According to the Ramban, says, Nida is teva. The fact that a woman will have a menstrual cycle that will go for up to 7 days, that's built in. Every woman has to renew her ability to become a mother. Kadosh Baruch Hu built into her the system where the uterus fills up with blood, with bloody tissue, in order to be able to receive a fertilized egg so she become a mother. If there was no fertilized egg, then that will simply come out of the woman, and then it'll rebuild itself, and about every 30 days, if she doesn't become a mother, so she's going to renew that ability to accept a fertilized egg. That's teva. However, zava, to see blood, day 8, day 9, day 10, to have such a flow, that's already a machala. That's already an illness. And in that respect, that's why she has to first recover from her illness. How does she recover from her illness? With Shiva Nikiyam. Shiva Nikiyam helps her recover from her illness. That it gives her the chance to renew. Masha'en Kain, by the Teva, there's no need for Shiva Nikiyam. The moment she finishes the Teva, she'll go to the mikveh, and then she can be permitted to her husband, etc. But we don't want to permit the Zava to her husband until she gets over her machla, yes?
Is it not considered an illness according to Ramban if it's a Zava Katana, that it's only one time?
So then she shomeres yom keneged yom to see whether she'll become a Zava Gedola. The fact that occasionally, maybe she'll see 8 days, maybe she'll see 9 days, that will still view as an aberration which is within the chart. But the moment she moves over to seeing day 8, day 9, day 10, they're already, you know, we can begin to be her antibiotics. What are the antibiotics? That we let the body heal itself, but until there is a situation of Shiva Nikiyam, that shows that the body has healed itself. So, Masha Ein Kein, according to the Rambam, nothing doing. According to the Rambam, we have this calendar, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. This has nothing to do with Machala. This is simply that we have a Gzeres HaKosuv, that we have Yemei Nida, we have Yemei Ziva. According to the Rambam, there's no natural connection between the halachos and the physical state of the woman. It's a given. It's a chok. Okay, para aduma. According to the Rambam, we have 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. But according to the Ramban, it's a machlos. According to the Ramban, the shita, these two machlokot that we spoke about between the Rambam and Rashi are linked. You only move into Yemei Ziva after Re'iyas Nida. Ziva is a continuity of the Re'iyah. There's no such thing as Yemei Nida. It has to begin with a Re'iyah. And you can only return to being a Nida after Zayin Nikiyam. This is all the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system that after Re'iyas Nida, if it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, she'll go to the mikveh. Continues 8, 9, 10, then she's already a Zava, she's already a Machala. That's going to continue until Zayin Nikiyam. After the Zayin Nikiyam, then she can return being a Nida. Hopefully, she'll be able to stop her flow within 7 days and go to the mikveh. If not, so she'll have a Machala again. So, therefore, these two issues, the relation between the Ziva and the Nida that precedes it, and the relation between the Nida and the Ziva that precedes it, are linked together according to the Ramban. That's what I call a Balabatish Hesper, which is beautiful. You know, it's Balabatish meaning it's not conceptual, but it's something that there is a logical intertwining between the two machlokot according to the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, he's l'shitato that we're dealing over here purely with a Gzeras HaKosov framework of Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, so then there's no need for Ri'as Nida, and there's no need for Zayin Nikiyim within the picture. It just goes 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. Okay? The only place we brought in Ri'iyah, according to the Rambam, was in order for it to be Koveya Veset. Because that already, to call a regularity has to be under conditions that it makes sense to be regular. But if she's going to see at a time when she shouldn't be seeing, you can't call that regular. That by itself is an exception. The more conceptual approach is given by Revelvel. You have in front of you a page that I thought that there are two sides. One side is Rechaim, the other side is Revelvel. Okay? So Revelvel says that the connection is as follows. That according to the Rambam, we have a world of Yomim. We have Yemei Nida, we have Yemei Ziva. This is, in other words, you move from Yomim to Yomim, etc. Masha Ein Kein, according to Rashi and the Ramban, there's no such concept of Yemei Nida. It doesn't exist. The phrase Yemei Nida doesn't exist. Yemei Ziva, that we have 11 days, that exists. But according to the Rambam, the moment we have Yemei Ziva, we also have Yemei Nida. In other words, that these two are learned one from the other. According to the Ramban and Rashi, no. You have a din of Yemei Ziva, and then we have a din of Ri'as Nida. It's two totally different. Let's put this one. You can't paskin like the Rambam in one area and not in another area. Namely, you can't say I'm going to define Yemei Ziva like the Rambam and Yemei Nida like Rashi. No. According to the Rambam, it's a package deal. It's a din in Yomim. We have our calendar purely in terms of Yomim. According to Rashi and the Ramban, there's no such thing as Yemei Nida. There's only Yemei Ziva. What is Nida? It's a Ri'iyah. It's a Ri'iyah that it's defined as a Ri'iyah that will precede Ziva and a Ri'iyah that will succeed Ziva. It's nothing to do with Yomim. So you can't say a pasuk like Rashi here, a pasuk like the Rambam here, because each of them is a package deal in terms of their framework. The Rambam's framework is one of Yomim. From Yemei Ziva, we learned that there's a din of Yemei Nida, where it's irrelevant which precedes which. They follow upon one another like a train. Masha'en Kein, according to Rashi and the Ramban, we have Yemei Ziva, but we have Ri'as Nida. The Ri'iyah precedes, and the Ri'iyah follows. So you can't say, well, I'll take the Rashi in terms of the preceding, and I'll take the Rambam in terms of the following. No, the Rambam doesn't have a preceding and a following. The Rambam has Yomim and Yomim. According to Rashi, here we have that Nida is defined as that which precedes Nida and that which succeeds Ziva. So you can't say, I'll pass like Rashi in one and Rambam in the other, because we're dealing over here with apples and oranges. That's what Revelvel points out in his Chidushim. I underlined the relevant lines. Maybe just to say it slightly differently, that everyone agrees that there's a din of Yemei Ziva, that everyone agrees. According to the Rambam, if there's a din of Yemei Ziva, hu hadin, there's a din of Yemei Nida. According to Rashi, no, there's no such thing as Yemei Nida. It's a din of Ri'as Nida. According to the Rambam, the Yemei Nida is that which undoes the Yemei Ziva. According to Rashi, there's no such thing as Yemei Nida. Only Zayin Nikiyim will undo the state of Yemei Ziva. Okay, in other words, the two of them are intertwined. If you have a concept of Yemei Nida, you could have that concept before the Ziva, and then immediately that's what breaks the Ziva, the Yomim. But according to Rashi, we have no concept of Yemei Nida. The Ri'as Nida precedes the Ziva, and the Zayin Nikiyim is that which undoes the Yemei Ziva. Okay. However, even though this explanation would explain the Rambam the way the Rambam is classically understood means by the Magid Mishnah, classically understood by the Beis Yosef, and as we saw, Revelvel is working within this,
But there's another way of reading the Rambam as well that was read that way by the Chabas Da'as. He starts off by Ikar B'Divrei HaRambam and by Reb Chaim. That's the other side of the page that I gave you. Reb Chaim had a different understanding of the Rambam. And again, the Chavas Das also feels that that's the real understanding. And the Griz also says afterwards, I explained up to now the Rambam according to the Magid Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, etc. But the real Rambam is like my father learned, and so I'm going to explain that as well. And that is as follows, that everything we said in the Rambam is conditional. The fact that you have this calendar, Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, that is only for a woman who has no regularity at all. That's only for a woman, She'ein la veset kavua. But a woman who has a veset kavua, there he agrees, like Rashi, that we go after the Re'iyah, that our calendar is going to turn into a subjective calendar. That the whole nature of that when we're dealing with a woman who has no regularity, so how do we know what is Eis Nidusa and what is Eino Eis Nidusa? We create an artificial regularity. However, a woman who has a regular veset, she sees once every 25 days. She sees every Hebrew month on the same day. She has a pattern of seeing day 26, 27, 28, and then again 26, 27, 28. She has some sort of a pattern. She has a veset taguf that after getting fever and the shivers, then she sees. So in such a situation, we have a concept of Yemei Nida, and we have a concept of Beloit Nidata, namely that you don't have to set up an artificial Beloit Nidata of 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. We have a natural Yemei Nida and Beloit Nidata. And there we would say that she would count. She would always begin from her veset. Tispor la'olam, language of the Rambam and Halacha Vav, Shiva mitchilat yemei haveset. Not as we understood that she always has to go according to her first bri'ah, according to her veset, according to her regularity, that will always begin the seven. And then after the seven, we're going to move over into an 11, that would be below eight nidata. So on one hand, what we've done is we've said that the Rambam and Rashi have a more of a common denominator, halacha l'maisa. But what we've done paradoxically is that we've said that the Rambam and Rashi have two totally different svaros, and that's what's underlined both in the Reb Chaim and in the Griz, Hanira Yoser Bida'as HaRambam. That according to the Rambam, we have one principle. Our principle is we no longer have, and it was up to now we were working, that everyone agrees we have Yemei Ziva. Anyways, Hesber number one was that Kulei Alma, you have Yemei Ziva. The machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi and the Ramban is, do we have Yemei Nida? The Rambam says, just like we have Yemei Ziva, Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, so also we have Yemei Nida. And we build our calendar 7-11. Masha'en ken, according to Rashi and the Ramban, there's no such thing as Yemei Nida. There is Re'iyas Nida, there's Zayin Nekiyim, there's no such thing as Yemei Nida. Now we're saying, no, that our machlokes is as follows, that according to Rashi and the Ramban, we have Yemei Ziva, and then we have Re'iyas Nida. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Yemei Ziva. We're knocking out Yemei Ziva. There's a concept of Lelo Eit Nidata. For a woman who doesn't have a Veset Kavua, her Lelo Eit Nidata
will be 11 days. For a woman who has a beset kavua, her lo einidata won't go beyond 11 days. But it could be a totally different period of time. The ziva is totally in the lo eit nidata. That's the din of the Rambam. According to Rashi and the Rambam, no, we have yamei ziva. After a ri'iyah, we move over into yamei ziva of every woman has 11. According to the Rambam, not every woman is going to have 11. Some women are going to have 11. But if a woman has a regularity, it could be that her yamei ziva is only going to be 9 days. It's only going to be 7 days. It's all totally on her regularity. In any case, that's what we have over here. Again, on the totally theoretical framework of the Pischei Nida and Pischei Ziva, according to the Rambam on one hand, and according to Rashi and the Ramban on the other hand. The only Ha'ara, which I think is important for us to mention just as a hakdama, that now what we're doing is we're saying, according to the Rambam, whether you use the calendar or not depends as to whether the woman has a regularity or she doesn't have a regularity. But the whole din of a regularity of a woman is called vestos. There's a machokes rishonim. Is this a din doraisa or a din drabanan? The Rambam paskins that vestos is a din drabanan. So why is vestos a din drabanan? Very simply, I mean, after all, we have a concept of regularity in the Torah, but regularity is something which is eno aso ilahishtanot, something which one can predict according to nature. A woman by her nature is aso ilahishtanot. It's totally under women's hormones. In other words, and so you can never know what necessarily is going to be. The whole din of vestos, according to Rambam, is drabanan. So how can you create a calendar, mida araisa, which is what we're doing, based on a din, midrabanan? How can we say this calendar is totally, whether the woman has a vesed kavua, doesn't have a vesed kavua? We just said the whole din of vestos is midrabanan. That's what the Chavas Da'as, he asked that question. And the answer that he gives, and this is the answer that Reb Chaim gives, Al-Atar, in that section that I gave you, is that there are tzvei dinim within vestos. One din within vestos is, can we predict? Can we say that because a woman saw day 30, she's necessarily going to see again day 30? That midaraisa, no. We have no idea. A woman, maybe she's going to become pregnant. Maybe she's going to get sick. Maybe she's going to have, you know, a million and one things can happen that will, and maybe she's going to become a zakena. We never know what's going to be with the following month, mida araisa. It's not the same as situations that tend to repeat themselves totally without any change. So in terms of predicting, that we can't do. But let's say the woman saw day 30, and the next month she sees day 30. That is already a daraisa. Namely, midaraisa, we could say that that's a regularity. We can't say it's necessarily going to happen, but when it happens, that already is a regularity. Just like a shur hamuad gored on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Does that mean the shur is going to gore on Wednesday? Maybe yes, maybe no. When it gores on Wednesday, it's going to be the goring of a shur hamuad. In other words, we can't use the past to predict. But when it happens, we could say it was expected. That's exactly what we're saying. To predict the veset, that's the din of vestos drabanan. When it happens, then we call that vestos mida oraisa. And that's what the Rambam over here is talking about. When it happens, when she gets her period, we say that then we don't use this calendar, but because then when she gets her period, that's leit niduta. Can't call it a ziva if it's leit niduta. Ziva bedafka is leloit niduta. But we're never going to know that in advance. But when it happens, then we can call it a vesed. So just in terms of the concept of vestos, we've also seen a little introduction over here that we're going to flesh out much more when we get to the halachos of vesed. Okay, ad kan hakofa aleph. In other words, that this is all the theory of Pischei Nida and Pischei Ziva. This existed until a certain point of time within the tkufa of the Amoraim. And then all of this disappeared. So what we're going to discuss next time is like what happened to all of these halachas, why did they disappear, actually, and we're going to see, actually I shouldn't say, of the Amoraim, We're going to move over to the Tkufa of the Tanoim and the Tkufa of the Amoraim. We have a Takana of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and then we have a Chumra of Benos Yisrael in the time of Rebbe Zera. And then we up to the time of the Mishnah. You had, in other words, there was this principle of Nida and Ziva. We don't know whether they paskins like Rashi and the Ramban or the Rambam, but we have taken the Rambam and put it through so many permutations that Yitachen, that the Rambam and Rashi are, again, Halacha and Maisa are not that distinct, even if they're very, very distinct in terms of theory. But in terms of Halacha, they come much closer to one another when we add in the Re'iyas Nida of the Rambam over here. He has Re'iyah as a factor. And when we point out that according to the Rambam, we do take into account this Re'iyah even in terms of blocking out the calendar, if we're dealing with a woman who has a regularity, who has a vesed kahua. So that's the way people were noheg throughout the time of Dor HaMidbar, throughout the time of Bayis Rishon, time of Bayis Sheni, and then in Golos, post-Bayis Sheni, that's where we find that Rebbe made a takana, and then Benos Yisrael, interestingly, made a takana. Okay, the first feminist takana, Benos Yisrael made a takana. And so that's what we'll, or Gzeira, if you want to. So that's what we'll see in the musician next time. So from Mitzvah Hashem, from next time onwards, please bring a Shulchan Aruch, we'll move then into Siman Kuf Pei Gimel in terms of after seeing how all of this has turned out, Halacha L'maaseh, move over into the other conditions that would create a Nida nowadays.